Well, for President Obama, Mr. Brady, what a difference a year makes as he steps forward to make his first State of the Union address. The cards are not exactly in his favor right now.
A lot has changed for the president the past year. For the State of the Union, clearly unemployment has soared this past year. Most Americans feel less financially secure. 2 million workers have simply given up. They just no longer look for work. The public has lost a lot of confidence in the White House and Congressional Democrats' ability to turn this economy around. And there's issues like the stimulus, cap and trade, and the health care issues that are really troubling Americans. The president's going to have to address all of that and do it during a week when the Senate wants to raise America's debt limit to over $14 trillion, the most we have ever owed as a nation in our life.
It really makes you wonder, Mr. Brady, what message they did get from Massachusetts as they prepare for almost $2 trillion hike in the debt limit.
Well, I'm not sure they got the message. A lot of them are trying to spin the fact that Massachusetts loves their health care plan so much, they didn't want the rest of the country to have it. I just think that's ludicrous. I just don't think they understand. And the president's going to have to talk about where we go from now to a deeply skeptical country on spending, on health care, on getting jobs back for this economy. It's going to be a tall order. But this president has held more press conferences, has talked to the American people directly more than any president in modern history. So in some ways, he's doing a lot of talking to the public. They're just not buying his policies.
The president ended last week with more attacks on Wall Street. And what doesn't make sense to a lot of Americans is how can he talk about Wall Street's situation and not say anything about the quiet bonuses given to Fannie and Freddie and the blank check they just got from taxpayers?
Well, I think every dime of the bailout ought to be paid back to the taxpayers, every dime. But right now, the banks are paying back their share with interest. Looks like the big losses will come from the auto companies and from AIG. I think they need to repay every dime. This president's new assault on the bank and with these new taxes. The question I always have is, if you have our banks paying higher taxes, does that mean they'll lower our credit card interest rates? Does it mean a small business will get a loan more likely? Does it mean it will create jobs in our communities? I seriously doubt any of that will come about. I think the American public sees this as more politics, more class warfare, and not helping get this economy back on track.
Well, the president had promised by the end of this year he was going to do a lot of things. He was going to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay. He was going to get a deal in Copenhagen. He was going to get health care passed. Well, that year has come and gone, and it doesn't look like this agenda is really working for the American people.
I would give the president a D as a grade in his first year. The expectations were high, but I think when he came into office and immediately gave Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid a blank check and said, do what you want, and they veered so far to the extreme left that the American public has just said, no, that's not the agenda we want. Two, when the president makes key mistakes, for example, hammering hard on Wall Street bonuses, most of which, by the way, they approve. And then at the same time, the White House approved very quietly, near Christmas Eve, $6 million of bonuses for Fannie Mae and Freddie executives, and then said, we'll give you a blank check on behalf of the taxpayers to cover any losses in your organization. People look at that and just say, that just seems awfully hypocritical.
While so many businesses are losing money out there and having problems, there seems to be one place in Washington, D.C. that's rolling in the big bucks. It's called K Street, and isn't that where all the lobbyists hang out?
The biggest growth industry in America is the lobbyists in Washington. The president promised that there'd be no lobbyists working in his White House. I think the last count was 13 there. He said he would rein in the special interests. Lobbyists have never had more money and spent more money in Washington than they do today. A lot of it is they've had their hands out for the stimulus and continue to do that. In healthcare, they're looking for special breaks. In cap and trade, looking again for those special deals and, unfortunately, getting them. This has added to the huge plunge in the president's popularity because people just don't see him changing the tone of Washington. They don't see him getting special interests out. In fact, it looks like special interests are in those back rooms on almost every key issue, and the American public doesn't want that.
One of the lightning rods for these so-called backroom deals has been Treasury Secretary Geithner, because he's been involved in so many of these from the beginning, and now it looks like he's going to have to answer to some congressional committees about how all of these things went down.
This week, Secretary Geithner's been subpoenaed before the Government Reform and Oversight Committee to answer questions about private emails between the AIG and the New York Fed, which he had at the time, basically where they discouraged AIG from telling the public about who all got billions of dollars of money from taxpayers, these counterparties, through AIG. And it looks like the Fed actively discouraged them from both reporting it to the federal regulators and making it public. In an era of open transparency and the fact that we're dealing with literally 20-some billion dollars, American tax dollars, I think it's right for the secretary to be questioned very aggressively by Congress.